This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Responding to earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, the United States has mobilized search and rescue teams to support relief efforts as humanitarian workers face many challenges. The EU has also mobilized search and rescue teams to help Turkey, while the bloc's Copernicus satellite system has been activated to provide emergency mapping services. Syria on Wednesday made an official plea to the European Union for help after the deadly earthquake that struck it and Turkey this week, the bloc's Commissioner for Crisis Management said. The European Commission is encouraging EU member countries to respond to Syria's request for medical supplies and food, the commissioner said. He added it would also closely monitor the use of any aid given to ensure it is not diverted by the sanctioned government in Damascus. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with King Charles III on Wednesday in Buckingham Palace as part of a daring visit to the UK to appeal for more advanced weapons. Earlier in the day, Zelensky pushed for fighter jets to ensure his country's victory over Russia in a dramatic speech before the UK Parliament where he pleaded for families.
Precious that we, the servants of our kings, do everything possible and impossible to make the world provide us with modern planes to empower and protect pilots who will be protecting us.
Zelensky also met with UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at Downing Street. Shortly before his arrival, Sunak's office announced plans to expand a program training Ukraine's military to include its air force to ensure pilots are able to fly sophisticated NATO-standard fighter jets. This is VOA News. After his State of the Union speech, U.S. President Joe Biden is heading out to key 2024 campaign states. During the address, Mr. Biden appealed to Republicans to work with him, but managed to run into partisan conflict. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The president offered a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition.
Our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
There was some heckling from the Republican side, such as when he said,
some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
Republicans jumped to their feet to object.
I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks.
But elsewhere in his remarks, Biden pointed to bipartisan progress on issues like infrastructure. Ben Thomas, Washington.
New Zealand police said on Wednesday they found more than 3 tons of cocaine, valued at $316 million, floating in the ocean after it was dropped there by an international drug smuggling syndicate.
We believe we've dealt a significant blow to an international criminal syndicate's operation after we intercepted 3.2 tons of cocaine that had been dropped at a floating transit point in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
While authorities had yet to make any arrests, police said the find has affected everyone from the South American producers to the distributors in what was the nation's largest ever drug seizure. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un lauded the irresistible might of his nuclear-armed military as he visited troops with his daughter to mark the 75th founding anniversary of his army, state media said Wednesday. The visit came amid indications North Korea is preparing to stage a massive military parade in the capital Pyongyang, where it could showcase the latest hardware of a growing nuclear weapons program that stokes the concern of its neighbors and the United States. One of the most famous athletes on the planet has broken a decades-old record. U.S. basketball superstar LeBron James of the Los Angeles Lakers became the National Basketball Association's all-time leading scorer Tuesday night, surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He now has 38,390 points for his career to date, two more than Abdul-Jabbar.
You know, I had a moment there, but I don't think it's really hit me on what just transpired. As much as I tried to live in the moment, it was kind of a blur. Looking back there and seeing my guys back there and being, you know, out there on the floor with my kids.
Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.